Welcome back, everybody. It's Caleb here speaking. Today, I'm going to do a quick reaction on the He Gets Us ad. I've seen some other Christian YouTube channels do it, so I thought I'd join in. I'm always a little late to the party, but I like to really think about the reactions rather than just trying to get them out fast and to really open up more of a discussion as well as my opinion. I did not get a chance to see this ad when it first came out because I did not watch the Super Bowl. I don't have a problem with the Super Bowl, but there's two reasons why. First of all, the Lions didn't make it, and they're my team. I'm from Michigan, and they were so close this year. After years of watching them fail hard, remember our 0-13 year? Exactly. I was also working, so I didn't even watch it, even if I wanted to. So I'm going to play the ad from start to finish. I turned the music down because I don't know what copyright is. I might have some of the pictures up, but I'm not going to play the full ad on the video with every single picture because, again, I don't know exactly how copyright works and I don't want to get in trouble. So let's start it. So the first picture looks like a grandson is washing his grandpa's feet or a son and his father, maybe. I don't know. Second one, it looks like a police officer washing a civilian's foot in the middle of an alley. His lights are on, so I don't know if he was about to arrest this person or not. I don't know. But either way, police officer washing a foot. The next one, it looks like it's a preppy girl with a punk rock girl, which normally you've seen the movies and you've probably been to high school. They normally don't clash, but in this one they do. Another thing I'd like to point out is this ad so far is kind of just cringy. It looks like they spent most of the money on just putting the ad out there and as little as they could on what looks to be AI, because it's not quite a painting, but it's also not quite real life. This one looks like a white man washing a Native American's foot. It looks in the middle of the desert. Okay. So obviously we can see that it's people who are portrayed to not get along, which I thought about this just now, is it looks like it's trying to show pictures of people that shouldn't get along. And in every instance that I've had, whether it be different race, different people who vote differently than me, blue collar, white collar, I've never really had enough bad interactions with either of those people to make a statement about it. And I feel like it's trying to portray that these people shouldn't be getting along normally, which is kind of weird. The next picture looks like people are protesting a family planning clinic. And a lady is washing the foot of somebody who may be thinking about having a baby removal procedure. And I have to say it that way because I can't say the A word because YouTube will not push the algorithms. At least that's the theory, that you can't say that word. And she looks very stereotypical of somebody who would get that, the leg tattoo, the gross overalls. Oh, and there's protesters in the background, too. So I don't know if the lady washing her feet is one of the protesters or if, excuse me, or if she was just somebody random trying to help her. The next one looks like two women, maybe a mother and a daughter. And the daughter lives a clean life, and it looks like the mother is more of an alcoholic. There's the cigarette ashtrays and the bottles of booze on the ground. The next one looks like a white man cleaning a protester who, I don't know why she's portrayed as Asian, could just be one of those things. It looks like he's working on the oil fields and she is holding up a sign or was holding a sign that says clean air now. Another one, bus driver washing a homeless woman's feet. I'm not going to watch the whole thing of this. It's kind of the same thing over and over. And then there's a priest watching a Yagman's, or what looks to be a Yagman, which YAG spelled backwards is, you know it. And I have to say it like that because YouTube will also ban you or not push your algorithm if you say GAY. So the whole idea of this ad is showing two people who the media would like you to believe don't usually get along. But like I've said, in most of these interactions, people are pretty civil when they even think opposite. And then there's somebody washing the other person's feet. So to me, it looks like they're trying to say that Jesus is affirming of sin, especially with the family planning center, family planning clinic picture, and the priest watching the very feminine man's feet. It looks like they're just trying to say that Jesus accepts everyone as they are. In Matthew 9, 10 through 17, you know, he dines with sinners. Now, the liberal side is going to say that Jesus affirms pretty much all sin and just loves you as you are. But there's another group that says this in a different way, and it's the party hard conservative team. They say, well, you know, Jesus dined and hung out with sinners. I wouldn't say he hung out with them. He also, in that same passage, says that the hospital is for the sick, aka the church is for the spiritually sick. So he's not just hanging out with them, telling them to live the same way that they've been living. Yes, you come as you are, but you don't stay that way. When Jesus invites you to the table, yes, he says, come as you are. But are you willing to change and repent for what you've believed and lived before that? And this is trying to say, in my opinion, because I'm on their website now, is there's no mention of the gospel. There's no mention of repentance. It's just love your neighbor and feet washing. The other thing we have to remember is that Jesus washed his disciples' feet, and you could say his enemies too, because he did wash Judas's feet, but he wasn't going around washing everybody's feet. And I really want to emphasize the fact that Jesus does not affirm our sins. John 8:11 talks about the woman caught in adultery. This is another passage from the right who doesn't want to judge people. And just to put it out there, I do lean more conservative. I don't want this to be a super political channel, but I think some of it is important to talk about. But in John 8, with the woman who's caught in adultery, the people come, or his disciples, I don't remember, let me look it up. It's actually right here. Who is it that brings it? Early in the morning, he came to the temple, all the people said, okay, I'm sorry, it's not the disciples. It's the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. We all know the story. They say, stone her based on Moses' law, and he says, he who is without sin, throw the first stone. This isn't saying that he wants her to live the same way or that they shouldn't tell her that. This is talking about how if you're so perfect, then kill her. Because they're talking about killing this woman, stoning her to death. It's not about, hey, repent. This story is about them actually wanting to kill. Because at the end, Jesus then says, and from now on, sin no more. So it's not about leaving people and where they are. You don't just come as you are and stay that way. You can come and dine at the table with Jesus. But in order for him to give you eternal salvation, you have to repent and change of your old ways. So, third point I wanted to say is there's always the argument, especially from the hyper-charismatic crowd, and eventually the salt from leaving the charismatic church will leave, but I'm still fresh out of that movement, so it is going to exist just a little bit longer. But the third one that I hear, especially from this group of people, is that they don't say tricking someone into the gospel, but they say maybe somebody will see this ad and they'll dive deeper and eventually find Jesus. And that sounds really nice on the surface, but the amount of people that are actually going to visit the website and actually look up what Jesus is actually talking about, do we really think that's going to be a big number? Is it really worth one person being saved if we're leading thousands astray? Now, I know that the argument of Jesus leaves the 99, we have a song about it, Reckless Love, which is a terrible song. Just listen to Mike Winger's analysis of it. He goes over it in depth, and I think he's right on a lot of it. But there's the argument of the 99, where Jesus leaves the one. But the 99 in this case are people who are saved and are already following Jesus. Those are already his sheep. One is going astray, so he's going off to retrieve the other sheep, aka bring the other person back to Jesus. The other 99 aren't people who are being led astray. Now, if we have a full gospel presentation, unabridged, all, you talk about sin and everything, and people deny it, that's on them. And that's their choice to not follow Jesus at that point. But if we have a video like this that's showing Jesus, and for those who are audio only, I did quotation marks on Jesus because it's not really what he's about. If we have a video like that, and they believe that that's Jesus, and they don't know about the repentance, and they don't understand the full gospel, and they don't understand the Trinity, and they don't understand all of the parables and messages in the Bible that we've been given, but they know this Jesus, where he's just open and affirming to everybody, that's on us in a way, because we're teaching them, hey, this is the Jesus. This is the Jesus that saves. You follow this, you're going to get to heaven. And to me, that's just not worth the one person who may dive deeper, because I don't like the fact of leading thousands astray and being tricked. And then when they pass from this earth, they get the whole, I never knew you. And that makes me really sad. It really does. Anyway, those are my thoughts on this ad. This was a little bit, most of my videos are off the cuff, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. Consider subscribing. In the next month, I am going to be having guests on talking about certain topics, and I plan on doing more reaction videos. I do like doing these ones, and then also discussing other topics. So if there's a video or something you'd like to you'd like me to react to, put it in the comments. Send me a message on Instagram. It's under the same name as the YouTube channel. And have a blessed week. Thanks for listening. Bye.